Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jimmy Ray, and this is SenCal Pro Radio. Yes, coming to each and every one of you live from the W.L. Fraley Studios in beautiful Pismo Beach, California. This is SenCal Pro Radio, and you are tuned in to Project Genesis. What's going on, everyone? It is I, Jimmy Ray, making my triumphant return to pro wrestling radio. And I'm very grateful you fans tuned in tonight because I have an interview that is going to rock the wrestling world. That is absolutely right. Fans of the pro wrestling world and workers and everyone else alike, everyone has wondered what happened to Sledge. 7 months ago, the Central Coast was robbed of the metalhead maniac with almost no explanation. Well, tonight, we have the return interview with the metalhead maniac Sledge. He will be on in just a few moments. He has a brand new project for you fans. And, well, I kind of spilled the beans already because this is SenCal Pro Radio. So would you be surprised that there is a SenCal Pro Wrestling, and it is right here on the Central Coast, born and raised in San Luis Obispo, California. Well, let us get kicked right off, and I mean like off like, hey, get out of here, we need to go. Because, you know, we only got like 30 minutes left to do this shindig. Let's go ahead and bring on Sledge out now. Ladies and gentlemen, you have waited too long. I give you the metalhead maniac, Sledge.
You better keep your eyes wide open. I'm your American nightmare. I wanna lead you down the road to ruin. I'm your American nightmare.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to us live from the Central Coast, I give you Sledge. Sledge, what is going on, brother?
It's most certainly on.
Sledge, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on, Jimmy?
You know, I got to say, I'm in a new studio. We got new colors up. We got new banners up.
There's a blue, white, and black. Those are kind of nice colors.
I'm digging that. New colors, new stuff all around. There's a lot of new stuff going around, but before we get into any of the new stuff around here, news on buzz all over the internet. There is a new UEW heavyweight champion, and his name is Sledge. What can you tell us about that?
I am the new UEW heavyweight champion, which you just said. I beat Bobby Hart this weekend at UEW for the heavyweight title, and looks like I'll be defending my title February 21st back in L.A. at the new UEW arena.
That's
going to be awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Underground comes above ground. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. And I have a mystery opponent. I'm not quite sure where it is, but hopefully you better strap those boots on tight, boy, because you're going to be in for a ride.
Wow. You know, I got to say it, but the year of Sledge is upon us at UEW. But, you know, I think the year of Sledge is actually upon us here in San Luis Obispo, man. Everybody has been talking. The internet has literally blown up in the last week, in the last 6 days. The face of Facebook has not been the same. What's all the buzz about SenCal?
Well, after I decided to exit myself from a company, I had a dream of mine, and that was to open up my own wrestling company and sooner or later open up my own wrestling school. I've done a lot of things in this business, and I believe that I can give back to this business because I want to keep giving back to this business because I love this business so much. SenCal came about. I brought it to a table of a couple friends of mine, and so the word's kind of already out of who are my friends that are involved in that.
But now, who are those friends exactly?
One of them's hosting my radio show right now.
And the fourth wall.
The other one's actually sitting to your left, Dominic.
Dominic, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello.
It is, you know, this is, I don't know how long in the making the idea that Central Coast Wrestling could be this hot. I mean, what are your plans for us?
I'm gonna give a new style of professional wrestling to the Central Coast, something that I believe in, something that the workers can believe in, something that wrestlers can believe in, something the fans that can believe in. I'm tired of seeing, and I'm just going to straight shoot from the hip on this one.
Uh-oh, we didn't even get, like, 5 minutes into the show, and I'm already
shooting bullets, man. I'm tired of seeing guys that go and they bust their ass, and they bust their ass, and they bust their ass, and they get nothing for it. I mean, these are guys that are putting on top-level matches. Am I allowed to tough on this thing?
Oh, yeah, man. We're no longer eligible for a daytime Tony Award, but hey, go for it, you know.
Just... Okay. I just didn't know there was going to be kids listening to this or not, but it's also, what is that, 8 o'clock at night, so I doubt they will be anyway. They should be in bed and make sure you go to school and eat your vitamins.
Yeah. Homework better be finished, too.
Yeah, homework, yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. don't do drugs. Yeah, you know, I'm tired of seeing the guy that goes out there and he busts his fucking ass every fucking weekend. He's on the road every fucking weekend, and he doesn't really get the recognition that he fucking deserves. And I'm sick and fucking tired of that. You know, other wrestling companies shitting on these guys that I believe that are really good, that have other hell of fucking talent.
Now, this is something that the fans honestly would have no comprehension of, because to them, they're just coming to the show, and these are, you know, new superstars come and gone, but they don't really know when someone they really liked is just gone. They don't really get to know why or even get to say bye sometimes.
Exactly, and I believe that a lot of fans are robbed because of that. Just because they weren't, the promoter didn't think that it was working out because he wanted to give this guy a push because he has a better body than this guy, but the other guy is actually the drizzling shit from the ring, but he just has a better body. You know? I'm bringing to the table a new breed of professional wrestling, people that will go out there, bust their ass, and the boys are actually going to be appreciated for what the fuck they do.
So you're saying this is basically, you know, a locker room for the boys, built by the boys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. And the fans, and that's going to reflect to the fans, because the more the boys want to be there, and the more the boys feel appreciated, the more harder the boys are going to fucking work.
Oh, unbelievable. Dom, what's your involvement with the company thus far?
Well, Sledge brought it to me, and I believe in supporting my friends in whatever they do. You know, if I have a friend that has an idea, and I think it's a good idea, and I think it's an idea that's going to work, I'm going to back them on it. You know, I'm a creative person first, and I understand how creative people work. So when Sledge brought this to me and said, this is what I want to do, I thought, this is a breath of fresh air. You know, I've only been in the wrestling business for about 2 years now. I've only been active for about a year now, but I've been to some shows. I've been to some locker rooms. I've seen some happier locker rooms. I've seen some angrier locker rooms. But what I've found is that the more positive the vibe in the locker room is, and the more appreciated the wrestlers feel, the harder they're going to work and the better show they're going to put on.
Wow, kind of like the idea of, you know, like an off-Broadway troupe who really kind of believes in the product that they're doing so much that they can bring it to audience after audience, but if they really don't buy into the product they're producing, how is that ever going to translate to the audience?
Well, that's going to be a question for each individual wrestler, I think, you know, but from where I stand, just from my background in music and in performance and now in wrestling, just everywhere that I've been, when people want to be there, they go the extra mile to stay there.
Wow, that's an interesting way of putting it, you know. And well, Sledge, so SenCal is here. SenCal has landed on the Central Coast.
Yes.
Where can the fans find SenCal?
Well, you can find us on Facebook. Jimmy Ray, you know the Facebook with SenCal.
Oh, that's right. Facebook.com/SenCalPro, SenCalPro. One of the best short times you'll have on the internet, because we're not about wasting time.
No, not at all. You can also check out our first show. We have a first show at the live at the Graduate here in San Luis Obispo, March 22nd. Doors are at 4:30, shows at 5. It's all ages. There won't be any F-bombs or anything like that. I can guarantee that.
Save that for the radio.
We save that for the radio show, apparently. But I don't know if you guys can see this, but you guys can hear about the passion I have for this business. Especially, I know that I'm using, you know, not derogatory words, but bad, you know, the F-bombs and whatnot. But
naughty words.
Smack me on the hand and so on. But it's one of those things where it's just, I feel, that's how I feel. I feel so passionate about this that I'll just go off the cuff with it. And if a bad word slips here and there, then a bad word slips here and there. But I guarantee you, it's a show. It won't happen.
So a show like this, a wrestling show at a place like the Grad is known for places. I mean, for you know, events like music, concerts. I've seen country line dancing there. The Grad's kind of a hot popping place. They got food, alcohol. They got it all. Is this somehow going to be available when the wrestling show kind of hits?
Absolutely, but none of that.
Not line dancing.
No line dancing, I guess.
I mean, if you really want to line dance, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to, I don't know how you do that if you want to line dance during a wrestling match.
Well, I was more or less referring to the ambiance of the Grad being that, you know, they cook food there, they got all the alcohol and drinks there.
There will be food available. There will be alcohol available for the people that want to drink. But I can guarantee you right now 110%, there won't be one guy on our roster that will be drinking in the back of our locker room.
Will not happen.
They will not be going to the ring intoxicated.
Will not happen.
They will be 110% sober and ready to work their asses off for you guys.
Safety first. Definitely safety of the audience, safety of the people they're in the ring with. We all know what happens when people don't think about safety, and we don't want that.
Look at me as a prime example. I've done it. I've been there. I've been in the ring hammered, and it was like the worst time that I've ever had. Like, I don't remember it. That's how drunk I was. And I came out publicly and said it. No, it's no big secret. Everybody knows that I'm a recovering alcoholic and, you know, among other things that I was doing at the time. And it was just a rough period that I was going through.
Well, and that's amazing how you have been clean now, more or less since that weekend. I mean, like, I want to say that day, right? That was kind of the ground zero for you.
Yeah, it was, that's kind of cool that we're talking about my sobriety on here. I never really thought about
that. You know what? Forget it. Why else?
I never really thought about that.
Fans deserve to know. Let's tell them.
Yeah, it was a lot of things, man. I've been dealing with a back injury for a very, very long time. My L4 and my L5 are bulging in my back. They're pushing on a nerve that I only have about 75% feeling in my left leg. Now, you guys don't know that from the way I perform.
Right. I couldn't tell.
Right. I've been battling that, and I've always battled alcohol. Alcohol has always been one of those things. I don't have one of the great pasts, so I've always battled alcohol, and I've always turned to alcohol. A lot of things happened in my personal life where I mixed alcohol and pain pills, and it turned really, really bad really, really quick. And I turned into a really, really dark person and into a really dark place. Came to toe on that weekend. And, well, I made a huge mistake by getting in the ring intoxicated.
That must have been a really big wake-up call for you.
It was the wake-up call the next day. It really was. When I was sitting on my couch at home alone with nobody around and nothing but pain and agony and no one to blame but myself, honestly. Honestly, there's nobody to blame but myself. And, you know, do I regret what I did? Absolutely. There's not a day that goes by that I don't regret what I did. Am I happy it happened? Absolutely. Because now I am the person who I am today. And I've been 7 months clean now. And it's an amazing feeling and amazing that I can think as clearly as I can. And amazing how positive I am to where I was, you know, 7 months ago.
Absolutely, you know, and to even touch on that event, looking back, no one who wasn't supposed to be hurt in that match wasn't. Sure, there were some scares. Sure, there was even a situation where a piece of the ring even got too close to somebody at ringside, where ringside people already know the trouble they can get into just being that close to the cage. But all things considered, the only two people that got unnecessarily hurt that night were you and J.D. Horror.
Absolutely.
And so to see a road for someone who
fucked me up.
What?
You slammed that chair across my back right where my compression fracture is. And people say wrestling's fake, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there is. You'd be surprised how, you know, I think pain pills, you know, Advil and stuff like that, they should sponsor pro wrestling. You know, we get stuff like Muscle Farm, we get stuff like Red Bull and, you know, the Prime Hour Energies. But what about, you know, keto pectate and ibuprofen? That's what I want to know about.
Where's the lead when you need him?
Yeah, right.
I don't do a show without Imodium in my system.
Oh, that's right. Come on, Bear. Bear, we want the hookup, man. We'll wear your flyer.
That's the best.
Back up.
An Imodium logo right on the back of my tights.
Yeah, sponsored by Imodium. And we get our payouts by a Rolaids. It's a pretty nice idea.
Come to dumpster.
Oh, yeah. Do you fans, you want to know the real stuff that happens in pro wrestling?
You don't want to know about the real drizzling shits in the ring.
No, it happens. I heard it happen recently. You know, Bobby Hart was telling me a really interesting story that happened to somebody just recently and over at UEW. And it didn't happen at UEW. He told me the story at UEW. I didn't know that actually happened. People actually crap themselves in matches.
Almost do with Bobby. I mean...
I scrap myself when he hit you with that first forearm.
You're telling me, dude. I was living it. I'm so sore this day. And that was on Saturday. What were we on? Thursday? Wednesday? One of those 2 days?
I believe it's Wednesday. The inaugural show of SenCal Pro Radio. We are here. We have landed. We are here to stay. And, wow, man, that is just incredible.
I bet that feeling's still in my neck from that.
Man, that's tenderizers for arms.
Oh, my gosh, man. But hats off to Bobby, dude. He's a hell of a worker. And
absolutely.
If he ever wants to come work for SenCal Pro, the door is always open. I mean, and don't be afraid. Like, seriously, I'm going to straight shoot one more time. Don't be afraid to hit me up. If you guys want to come to any worker, you guys want to come to SenCal Pro, the door is open. It might not be our first show, might not be our second show, hell, it might not be our third show. We're not going anywhere. And I'm putting a stamp on that right now. We're not this flash in the pan promotion where we're one and done. That's not us. We're going to create a product that we're going to build on. We're going to create a product that's going to stay here on the Central Coast. We have so much stuff that we're working on right now behind the scenes that it's just... It's mind-boggling and making me lose sleep, you know.
For sure.
You know, and Dom, you know, Dom and Jimmy, you guys have been right there to Brunt, and our other partner, which I don't know if we're even allowed to say.
No, contractually, the powers that be have not allowed us to release the statement of who the fourth man.
You know, but at the same time, those we all four, there is four of us. I am the main honcho head. I would say
the big swinging dick.
I liked how you played off that because you knew where I was going with it. I'm the guy, but you know, we have a great local investor behind us. Who believes local businessmen.
And that's an interesting thing you bring up, local businessmen. This kind of seems like a very local, organic, homegrown idea. Is that really the general focus of what SenCal is trying to put out here?
Well, that's why we're called SenCal at Central Coast. We're not trying to go and do fairs. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it would be great if the opportunity came to our table. We probably would take it if it's there. But right now, that's not what we're doing. We're not trying to put all of our eggs in one basket here. We're trying to make a product where we can build on. And I believe that we have to build slowly. You know, it's tortoise and the hare. You know, then the tortoise beat the hare because he was slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, if I go and I throw all my, eggs in a basket and I grab, a John Morrison over here against, you know, myself. You know, and I go over on Morrison. You know. What the hell is that going to do? You know, no offense, what the hell is that going to do? You know, if I go and I bring in Matt Hardy, you know, and I have 10 matches with Matt Hardy, and in the last one we have a 11 out of 5 falls match or whatever the hell, you know, what the hell
do they have to travel time to win the 11 out of 5 fall match?
You know,
build a time machine
over
the course of the match, win a fall, go back in time, win another fall. It's a fucking amazing match.
Yes, right. But the fans have to buy tickets to travel with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just fucking up.
All I can say that if Matt Hardy ever comes to SenCal Pro, I have a feeling he will remember tonight's radio show.
Hey, if Matt, you're a good buddy of mine. You know that. The door is always open to come to SenCal. I've talked to Matt Hardy about SenCal. I've talked to a lot of the guys that I've met down the road about SenCal Pro, and they're completely on top of they're into it. They want to do it. It's just the time and the place and who. Once again, this isn't. I'm gonna touch on this. I don't know how much time we have.
Oh, we got time. Keep it going, brother. Got 10 minutes of regular time going here.
I want to touch on this, okay? I'm not opening up this company because I want to win a world title. I've already done that.
You have a world title.
I have a world title. It's sitting on my table at home. Actually, you know what? It's not sitting on the table at home. It's actually laying in bed with my daughter right now.
Aww.
Yes. I didn't open up a promotion because I didn't believe people were believing in me and believing what I was selling. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm not building a promotion to put myself over. That's not what I'm doing.
Will we at least see you wrestle at the shows?
I fought tooth and nail, and all my partners will agree with this, I fought tooth and effing nail not to wrestle on the show. And you know Jimmy, Dom, you know it, our other partner knows it. I did everything in my power not to wrestle on the show. Yes, I will be wrestling on the show. I probably will wrestle, honestly, on the first couple shows. But after that, I'm phasing out of SynCal. I'm phasing out of me actually wrestling in my own promotion. Because it's not about me. It's not about Sledge. It's not about, and I'll even use my shoot name because it's on Facebook anyway. It's not about Brian Campbell. It's about the boys. It's about the boys and it's about the fans and giving the boys another opportunity to showcase what the hell they have.
And why not? I mean, the spirit of indie pro wrestling is alive in California, and there are so many places to go and showcase your craft. Why not have another platform for wrestlers to come in and showcase what they got?
And the Central Coast is beautiful.
Absolutely. Has there ever been a San Luis Obispo County-based wrestling federation before?
No, I don't think so. And the Central Coast is beautiful. Every time people come, you know, and come down to visit, I mean, I ran into Thunder Rosa just the other day downtown, and I was like, whoa, what the hell are you even doing here? Like, I love San Luis Obispo. We were in Morro Bay hanging out, you know, her and her husband, Brian. You know, we were just hanging out in Morro Bay. Thought we'd come down to San Luis Obispo and check out downtown. Well, now we love it here. You know, it's like people come here just to come here and hang out. I mean, you know, the Gangrel, Dave.
Big shout out to Gangrel.
What's up, brother? He comes here just to hang out because he loves the Central Coast. I mean, the Mundana End. I mean, shit, if we get big enough here at the Graduate and we outgrow the Graduate, I don't see why we can't go to the Madonna and throw a fucking super show. I mean, I don't see why not. Would I wrestle on a super show? No.
Well, fans, if you demand Sledge, you can blow him up because he's going to be all over Facebook. He's already being blown up on Facebook now, but you can demand to see Sledge back in the ring because I know the Central Coast got robbed without being able to say goodbye to you. And that was something that I don't think the fans were expecting.
They weren't expecting it. That was just one of those things where that night happened, whether it happened the way it did, or whether it happened in another different direction, the end result was going to be the end result. I was leaving. I wasn't happy. No, I didn't get signed to the freaking WWE. That was the first question I got out of.
I saw those posts. Everybody's response. Oh my God, Sledge got signed to the WWE, and Sledge signed a new contract with Charter, and
and his Verizon bill, and PG&E, and you know everybody else.
I heard going to WCW.
You know what, dude? I did sign a contract with WCW. Yeah, yeah, I'm leaving for the power plant very, very soon.
Wow!
Shout out to Johnny Plinko.
Plinko.
It was going to be the end result. I was going to leave. A lot of people know I was very unhappy. I know a lot of guys that are still very unhappy because there's only so much you can put up with.
In any job, really.
In any job. You know, there's only so much you can put up with when you go and you do everything you can for your boss. And you put, and it's the same thing when I was, you know, with my shoot job, you know, with my shoot job that fired me, you know, you do everything you can, you know, for your boss. 1 minute you're on the good side, next most time you're on the bad side. And it's, you know, you have a lot of unhappy employees when you just do it and you make it all about yourself.
Understandable.
And you get a lot of distraction. It's like losing control of the asylum. When the warden loses control of a prison.
And the inmates are left to run it.
And the inmates are left to run it. I believe that I wasn't happy. We couldn't come to terms on my contract.
Seems as simple as that, really.
It was simple as that. It was always going to be the same way. I was leaving either way.
You just did it really, really dramatically.
I did it really, really badly. Like, badly.
You can honestly own in front of the entire world and audience that you didn't exactly conduct yourself well that night.
Absolutely. But I've never robbed the fans, and I believe that.
The fans still speak of that match as one of their favorites.
Which is weird.
It was bad.
It was horrible. I've seen the video. It wasn't good. And actually, a lot of people have seen it before they took it down.
I filmed the video. I didn't actually put that video together, but I was the camera guy out there.
The only thing I didn't do was, like, urinate on a kid or something. You know, that was the only thing I didn't do in that match.
I heard you punch the Dalai Lama.
I
heard you punch the Dalai Lama right in his face.
I did, right in the kisser.
Wow.
I young bucked the shit out of
kicked his aviator shades right off his face.
Oh, brutal. But no, honestly, I've kind of broke my silence, you know, in this whole interview and, you know, with everything. I think, and you know what, I'm gonna do it.
Oh.
I'm gonna go fucking public.
This is gonna be the part you most likely rewind 100 times. We are just running out of normal time here, and Sledge is about to go postal.
I'm not gonna go postal. I want to thank the fans for supporting me, because without them, I would be nothing. I want to thank every promotion that I've worked for. From EWF with Jesse Hernandez to, you know, PCW to NPT to Gold Rush with Sparky to, you know, UEW bringing me in to Joey Chaos with Santino's to, Logan with, NPW. There's so many promotions I've worked at. Johnny Rocco with Premier. Hood Slam. Hood Slam. You know, the Cuzzies and Sheik. You know, it was in the LA Times. Did you guys see that?
I saw that. Okay.
I also saw Sheik in drag. He was pretty hot.
Yeah, he was. So it kind of was. Yeah.
That wasn't a girl?
No.
No, that was Sheik.
Yeah, he doesn't bend gender. He snaps it in half.
We'll have to talk in this more in depth after the show. I may have made a mistake.
Well, honestly, I want to thank all the promotions, and I want to thank the fans. But, you know, I really want to thank, you know, and we made this pact that we weren't going to mention them, you know, but damn it, I'm going to do it because I have to. Well, screw you.
Oh, hey, what's this 90 seconds nonsense?
Yeah.
Hey, don't listen to that. That's just a formality.
All right. I got to thank Vendetta Pro. I said it. I got to thank Vendetta Pro, and I got to thank Billy Blade.
Me too.
Wow,
me too. I have to also.
Can't help but agree that I absolutely have to thank Vendetta Pro and Billy Blade for opportunities.
Yeah, they gave me my start. Yeah. Billy Blade gave me my start. Shut the fuck up.
I hope the audience can hear that and they just don't think Sledge has gone schizophrenic.
No, I'm pretty sure they can't hear it. And they're like, why is Sledge just like talking and then randomly yelling?
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and... we're going to phase out the rest of the show here because it is now time to say our goodbyes. But please, fans, stay with us. Bonus time is coming up next year. You are tuned into SenCal Pro Radio, the newest, hottest pro wrestling show, radio show on radio. Did I say radio enough time?
Radio.
I think I did. That was pretty good, guys.
That was pretty good. Radio.
Radio.
Did you just burp or something? What the fuck was that?
I'm pretty sure that was a burp.
That was my Nathan explosion.
Oh, my God. This has been a production of SenCal Professional Wrestling. We hope each and every one of you fans join us on March 22nd. We can't wait to see all of you at the grad. Bonus time starts now. Yeah, okay. Well, guys, I think the show went pretty well. What do you guys think?
It went really well, too. I got cut off before I was able to say it. Oh, and by the way, it's kind of nice that I actually get a radio show to myself where I just don't have to sit in the background and be like, fucking somebody else decides to take the goddamn reins here and like, oh, hey, Fred, what do you think of that? And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, I guess. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, when Marky Mark decides to call in and ask Sledge a bunch of stupid questions.
Yeah,
right?
A-hole.
But you were saying you were actually in the middle of thanking Vendetta Pro, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, I got to thank Billy Blade and I got to thank Vendetta Pro. They gave me my start. My first bumps were in the Vendetta Pro ring, and a lot of my career was at Vendetta Pro. So I thank Billy. I thank Joseph Duncan. I thank Christopher Tack.
For making such awesome videos.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but, yeah. All right. Tsunami. You know, Steve Tsunami, man, who helped train me. Who had a huge, huge, huge deal in training me with Caden. To the people I met on the road, man, Matt Hardy, Chris Masters, Brian Kendrick, to the Joey Chaos, that really helped me, I don't want to say, Rick Luxury. Fuck, I almost forgot Rick.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine he's driving out here right now just to say something about that.
I'm going to leave it alone. Rick Luxury, man, has had a hell of a lot in training me as well, teaching me psychology of wrestling, because people don't understand it. You can go in there and do a bunch of flips and shit, and that's cool, but if you don't tell a story behind it, it doesn't mean shit.
Right.
You can go in there and do a bunch of flips and shit and unintentionally break your neck or back, too, and not have a career anymore, You just got to kind of sometimes slow it down and tell your story.
Wow.
That was that's prolific.
That's all I got to say on that. From the fans that I've met, the fan support has been just absolutely ridiculous, especially, I've came out so cleanly with everything and people say I'm like a role model, which is weird. I don't look at myself as a goddamn role model. Don't be like me.
That's what I tell people.
Yeah, don't be like me. I am not a role model, but if anybody has
Charles Barkley of SenCal Pro.
Yeah, I'm Charles Barkley of SenCal Pro. And
we're now actually no longer eligible for a nighttime Emmy either.
we don't get the Humanitas Award, right?
Oh, no.
No, that's for saying, I'm not going to go there either.
Damn it.
We almost got Jimmy Ray to say some bad words on the radio. But,
since I mentioned that, does that mean I own pizza now?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, we had a...
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Fans, you heard it here. Sledge says he owes us pizza. I don't even know what he's talking about, but I'm going to gladly accept said pizza. Sounds like, though, Sledge, we've definitely touched on where we were, where we've been,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like our sights for SenCal are looking nothing but forward.
2015 is going to be a big year for me in general. And it's going to be, my life has gone a complete 180 from where it was, last year. And SenCal is going to be a huge part of my life. And the shows that we're going to run, we're going to run every 68 weeks.
That was 628, not 68.
Yeah, not 68 weeks, because then, you won't see us back till next year. And, then we're just going to be,
old.
Yeah. We're not getting any younger, people.
But no, every 6 to 8 weeks. As a graduate has made Vendetta Pro.
fans, before we go any further, we did have a bet to see who was going to say the wrong name first, accidentally meaning the other name, and there really was a real-life bet for pizza on that. I thought for sure I was going to screw that one up. Dom, I thought you had that one screwed.
I don't screw things up.
No, but Sledge, I like Village Host.
Village Host. Okay, good to know. Oh, Jesus, hell. We can't cut nothing.
That is what we call in the radio industry a boner.
Yeah. Fucking botch on my part. I blew that spot, didn't I? What the hell are they even saying?
This is bonus time. This is where we get to bullshit. This isn't even really part of the show.
Oh, I don't even fucking know.
Fans have already stopped listening right now.
Thank fucking God. On the grad. You know, the grad has already made, you know, SyncOut Pro their home, and we look forward to doing a lot of business with them every 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, we're going to do a lot of things where we're going to have DVDs. The shit we're actually going to record at shows is actually going to be out live for people to watch.
Wow. That is cut-through technology here on the Central Coast.
You know, that shit that we do is going to be good. I mean, we have a great announce team. We have great people behind us. We have a local investor, like we said, you know, that really believes in our product and really wants us to drive this home. And the only way we can do that is with the support of the and, you know, come out to our first show March 22nd. If you think that our show is full of shit after March 22nd, don't be afraid to tell me. Tell me what we can change to make our product better. Because I want to hear from the fans, because that is who is going to make our product good, is the fans. Because we want to put out the best fucking product we can for you guys.
We don't want Roman Reigns to win the Rumble.
And we don't want Roman Reigns to win. Did he win the Rumble?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Rick Luxury already sold his WrestleMania tickets.
Really?
I bought WrestleMania tickets just to sell them.
Yeah.
Out of spite. Pure spite.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, AJ. I'm still going to WrestleMania with you, buddy. I'm still going to WrestleMania with you.
Well, you know, all this talk about everything that's going to be happening is saying, one thing I got to ask, is the identity of your fourth man going to be revealed by the time the show comes?
That's up to him. Honestly, that really is up to him. It's really, it's his call. I would love for it to happen. I think that a lot of people would get a kick out of it.
Mm. Now, like the kick you're not supposed to get because you're too close to the ring, or a kick like kick in the pants is going to be rad.
Like, holy shit.
Oh, wow.
I
don't even know who this fourth guy is.
You don't?
No, nobody tells me anything.
Well, because you'll put it on Facebook.
Come on. I don't put everything on Facebook. Come on, guys. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, I don't have time to Facebook. Just sleeping.
There's always Disney Infinity. Always Disney Infinity.
That stupid Amiibo.
Hey. I thought we were all congratulating ourselves of getting beyond addiction and things we're embarrassed about and we don't necessarily want to talk about because I still have mine.
What? your Amiibos or your Amiibies or
toy?
Like a disease.
Toy addiction.
Yeah. I have a Power Ranger, though. It's kind of cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, I got to admit, man. Got a Green Ranger. Big shout-out to Jason David Frank, man. We're big fans of his, right?
Dude, if we can get Jason David Frank to come,
Wow.
Yeah.
Frank is already speechless. You hear that?
Yes.
Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger. SyncOut Pro Wrestling is a home to you, too. If you ever want to reach out to us, we will grab you.
I might be a dick on that and actually be in the main event with him.
Wait a minute. Do you mean you'll actually answer his request on, like, CM Punk?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What? You won't just punk out on him and, you know, no pun intended, and not answer his tweets or anything?
No. I would definitely answer his tweets and his Facebooks and his emails and his Instagrams. And by the way, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. Apparently, my shoot name has came out, so a lot of people know me. As Sledge.
What the hell's up with that? It seems like Facebook's targeting everybody these days.
You tell me. Jimmy Ray from Facebook?
Yeah, right? God. Well, you know, I didn't set the rules, okay? I just helped enforce them.
Apparently, you know, kayfabe in your name is dead. Yeah, Brian Campbell, obviously you know my name. In parentheses, it says Sledge. If you want to get in contact, you can do that. You can also tweet me at Sledge805. Follow me on Instagram at Sledge805.
I think SyncOut's on Twitter now.
SyncOut's on Twitter.
At SyncOut Pro.
SyncOut Pro.
What is this Sweden thing anyway? I'm not even on Twitter. I'm
at Karn, Tootin, Rasa, Frankin, Tweetin.
Well, I got to admit, though, I do have a Twitter account. I did start one recently. My handle is at Jimmy Ray from Facebook. So go ahead and find me on Twitter at Jimmy Ray from Facebook.
That's a slap in the face to Twitter, man. That's a slap in the face to Twitter.
Well, come on. I would never slap Twitter in the face. Twitter made me.
Don't you forget.
Piece of shit.
Facebook, I'm sorry. I should have never left.
You really on Twitter, though?
I really am on Twitter. Jimmy Ray from Facebook on Twitter. It's groundbreaking.
That blows my mind. You probably have more followers than I do.
Hey, wow. Well, I don't think I have one yet. That's still technically more, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to give a huge shout out to, I don't know if they're listening, but hopefully they are since I am UEW Heavyweight Champion. Carnage.
That's right. Eddie Carnage, woohoo!
Andre, man. Those guys are fucking amazing promoters and amazing people at UEW.
And what a hell of a weekend we had visiting UEW this last weekend.
Dude, isn't the vibe in that locker room just so fucking awesome?
Unbelievable.
Amazing. Amazing.
It was like, well, no other locker room I've been to be honest.
And that's what the Sinkel locker room is all about.
We want to be, we kind of want to model our locker room after theirs, absolutely. Just that vibe was amazing. Like, I walked out of there feeling like I just walked out of Disneyland.
and not having spent all your money, too, you know.
And I got to beat a one-legged man with his own crutch.
That's the kind of stuff you will only see at the, you know, Underground Empire, right?
Well, yeah, no, it's like the locker room is so, it makes the guys fucking work hard. And there's wasn't a bad match on that card.
No, it was a pretty solid show through and through.
I mean, and the guy, you know, there wasn't an empty seat in that house, and the fans stayed from bell to bell.
Yeah, through blood and guts and exploding beer bottles and all kinds of crazy shit. They stayed all the way through. It was awesome. Actually, I want to take a second to put over Daniel Torch. Because I saw him like about a year and a half ago work, and then I saw him work this Saturday, and he's just improved by leaps and bounds. That guy is awesome. Book D. Torch.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll mind you, Dom, he happened to bust, some pretty nasty bone in his foot and managed to recover and be better than he was before.
Didn't lose a step. Did not lose a step.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, Daniel Torch, Sin Cal Pro, is definitely a big fan of yours, too.
So you guys want me to hear some news real quick then?
News? Well, hell, we got 3 more minutes left. You're going to surprise you. What more can we shock the audience with tonight that we haven't already done so far?
Well, that big name that you guys said, well, D-Torch, well, he's coming to Sin Cal.
Really?
Yes.
So where can fans find out about some of the superstars that they can expect to see at Sin Cal?
That's a great question, Jimmy. Why don't you answer that?
This guy in charge of social media.
I guess you guys can find out that information right here on Facebook. You can check us out on Twitter. You can listen to Sin Cal Pro Radio because we will be here each and every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. and possibly even sooner because Sin Cal Pro Radio is going to be the best pro wrestling radio show in the Central Coast.
I was going to say on the Central Coast.
Yeah, I was going to go further than that. I was going to say on Hygiena Street.
About 3 away.
Yeah. Well, no, I was
paying for
him. I want to be close to the sub. It's personal reason.
Madonna.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Wait, we will be the best damn show on the street.
In Madonna.
On the street. In Madonna.
In Madonna.
On Madonna.
In or on. Before.
Dude, you know how hard it is to give directions in San Luis Obispo. I had to tell my mom, keep going straight on south until you go all the way down on Madonna. Yeah, you can imagine how she took that. And I had to explain to her, no, Mom, Madonna is actually a strength. That is a little bit of San Luis Obispo humor for you, ladies and gentlemen. Sin Cal Pro Radio, bonus time is coming to an end here. We absolutely thank you guys for giving us your time, giving us your energy, and above all, giving us your fan support. Just like Sledge said, we cannot do this without you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. Follow us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. And you got to see us when we take over the Grand on March 22nd. Sin Cal Pro has landed. Thank you so much, everyone, for Sledge, for Dominic, for J-Ray, for all of SenCal Pro, good night.